Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. His program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we have a great audience all over the world. We know it because you're checking our on the internet, and your people are listening. We're on stations all over the place, and we're getting contact from Australia, from Russia, from China, from India, and then many from all over the United States. And so we're so glad to be with you, and you pray for us as we get this program out. Now, this program is all about upholding God's Word, and the creator of this universe has given us a book, and he has given us his words, and it is found, we believe, in the authorized King James Bible and in translations of it, and it has come down to us from the prophets in the Old Testament and the apostles in the New Testament. But first of all, I'm so glad to have in the studio Brother Al Davis. He's been a big help to me, and I really appreciate him. And then David Henry is here, and he's very important because he picked me up and drove me here. And so he's sitting over there. He has a big smile on his face, and so he gives out tracts for the Lord, and that's a good ministry to have. You might see him downtown Cleveland giving those out, and you can say hello to him. But anyway— we're going to talk today in a few minutes about things that the History Channel doesn't know about, and things that the secular world, it says they're ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And the Bible has the secrets of everything that's going on in the world today, and that's important for mankind. And so we'll be talking about that in a few minutes. But first of all, Brother Al Davis is with us, and so he's going to give a little report on the science in the Bible.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and good to be with you today. And, of course, I'm Pastor Al Davis of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, Richfield, Ohio. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, and we also have a radio program here live with Pastor Al every Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock and every Sunday night from 11 until midnight, and it's a live program with calls, questions, and answers about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. And you can find out more about that at livewithpastoral.com. But I want to promote your website as well here before we get into something, and that's at whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. And from that, you can find out more about Bruce Musselman, his background. You can listen to him preach on there. You can listen to him sing on there. And there's a variety of resources that you can find there, and various things we might touch on that a little bit later. But that's whereisgodsword.com. And Bruce wanted me to share some science from the Bible. And one thing, having recently become a grandfather, it's kind of neat when you see a new life come into the world. But in Genesis chapter 3, there's a great point there that's made that a lot of people don't quite catch. In Genesis chapter 3, the Bible says in verse number 20, "And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living." And that's really a stupendous statement. Now, it doesn't mean all living creatures, obviously. Some people have tried to say that, and that's obviously not true because Adam was alive. In Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. So Adam obviously was alive, so Eve was not the mother of Adam. And the animals that God had created before he created Adam and Eve, they were alive, and Eve obviously wasn't the mother of those animals. And I've heard people say, well, there can't be life on another planet because they'd have to be descended from Eve. Well, no. If there's human beings out there, they'd have to be descended from Eve. But I get back to the statement here. Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. And remember, God had Adam name the animals, and he brought them before Adam. And Adam named the animals, and whatever he called them, that's the name that they were given in Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 19. And then the first thing he says with Eve is in verse 23, when God made Eve, it says, "And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Now, that's not Eve's name. She was called woman. And that means that all women from that point on would be called women, as opposed to men being called men. And so when he names her Eve, the name Eve means something. It means the mother of all living. And that's a statement in the Bible that tells us that every single human being that's ever existed on this planet since Adam and Eve is a descendant of Eve. Eve is your mother. She's Bruce's mother. She's Dave's mother. She's my mother. We're all the descendants of our great, 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 et cetera, et cetera, grandmother Eve. We're all her descendants. Now, how's that a scientific statement? Well, genetic studies have shown conclusively every single human being on the planet, whether you come from Africa, Asia, Europe, North America, South America, no matter what your ethnicity is, every single person on the planet is descended from one woman. And that one woman they call mitochondrial Eve. And that's because inside of each cell, you have a power plant called mitochondria that has its own genetic material distinct from that which is in the nucleus of the cell. And that comes from your mother only. And through studies of that, everybody's been shown to come from one woman. Well, the Bible says we're all of one blood, doesn't it?
That's right. We're all of one blood, and that's scientific fact. You go in the hospital, you don't know if it's the person's blood came from Africa or from South America or from who knows where.
That's right.
And that's science, and that is lines up with the Word of God. You know, our scripture verse for today is found in Isaiah 59, 20 and 21. We may have mentioned it before, but we're at a different time, probably have a newer audience once again. And so when it comes to where the Word of God is, and we teach here that it is in the King James Bible, and there's many verses of scripture that point directly to the authorized King James Bible. You must understand that there's thousands of changes in the modern versions, and corruption has been put into them, and many of them are just counterfeits. Now, God has said that he would preserve his word, and there's a text that has come down to us, and we have mentioned this in many of our other programs, and this text is found in many translations. The Koine Greek, we found, comes down to us through that. It comes down through the italic Old Latin text, the Syriac, Peshitta of the Aramaic, and the Gothic. All of them bear witness to the received text that the King James is based upon. But also in the Old Testament, it comes from the Hebrew Masoretic text, and the scripture verses point to the true text, which is the received text in the Old and New Testament, also called the Textus Receptus. And we give verses of scripture every week showing that these verses point like a laser to the authorized King James Bible. Now, you understand that these versions that are coming out are based on a text in the translation, but you hear a lot of times the Greek text. Well, there's many Greek texts, a lot of them very corrupt, and even the Old Testament Hebrew, there's some corruption there. But we give scripture verses, again, that point to the authorized King James Bible. Here's one. Isaiah 59, verse 19 through 21. So they that fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion. Now, Zion, Jerusalem, is built on Mount Zion, and Jesus is going to return to Mount Zion. He's been there before, and he's going to come back in power and great glory. And Israel is an everlasting nation, and people say otherwise. They simply don't go by the Bible. The Bible is very clear on these things. And the nation of Israel, the other ones will be destroyed, but Israel will last forever, whether you like it or not. That's what God said in his word. And, you know, when you get saved, you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Jesus says, why do you call me Lord and do not the things that I say? How is he our Lord? It's through the words of the Bible that Jesus said he would keep and preserve. And so he teaches this. And it says, the Redeemer shall come to Zion. That's Jesus Christ. He will return to Israel on Mount Zion, which is where Jerusalem is built on. And unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. And so there is going to be a group of Jewish people in Israel that will turn from their sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the verse goes on in verse 21 of Isaiah chapter 59. As for me, this is my covenant with them. Now, this is God's covenant with the Jewish people. It says, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now, people today say, why do you make an issue about words? Because God makes an issue about words. If you read the Bible all the way through, he talks about his words and preserving his words, keeping his words. His words are important. And the problem is with so many of the counterfeit Bibles, they change the words in thousands of places. You need to get, if you don't have it, to read New Age Bible versions. And they, in that book, they will give you the exact reference, and you will see 2,500 places where the words have been changed from the authorized King James Bible. Now, the point is that God says here the Jews will always have the true words, and the King James Bible is based on the Hebrew Masoretic text that the Jews have always had. And people have tried to prove that this isn't true, but it is true. And Jesus said, not one jot or tittle shall pass from the law and the prophets till it's all fulfilled. Now, a jot or tittle is not a Greek letter. It's a Hebrew letter. And so he said the letters would not pass until everything is fulfilled. And so the Jewish people were very meticulous in keeping those words. And they would count the letters, you know, on these words at the end of each line. And so the letters had to add up because they had a numerical value for each line and each word. If they didn't add up to a certain thing, they would destroy the whole paper that they were copying. They were so meticulous in copying God's words. And we have to compliment for that. But the authorized King James Bible is based on that text that the Jewish people have always had. And it says, my spirit that is upon thee and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. So God is saying that those very words that he's given in the Old Testament will be preserved by God. And God says, with men of other languages will I speak to this people. So God can speak in other languages. And he guided his words. And so it talks about the word of God going out to the whole world. And translations of the Bible were made in very, very early years. They know that the Latin was translated, the Italic Latin text, as early as 200. The Gothic was translated very, very early. Many of our words in our King James come right from the ancient Gothic text. And maybe the spelling has been changed somewhat, but the words are right there in our English, because Gothic was the beginning of English. And so you have the Aramaic and the Syriac, Peshitta, and all of these. And the King James was based on this. The problem is today that in the translations that they're putting out today, they're putting all types of words and corruptions that were not in the text that has come down to us from Christ and the apostles. And we are talking about this every week on this subject. Only the modern ones are based on less than 1% of the evidence. The authorized King James is based on over 99% of the evidence. People say, well, they found out new manuscripts and so on. Listen, they have found some new ones since that time, a number of them, but they simply back the King James more than ever as the Word of God. I mean, the ancient manuscripts back it. And people have been telling you a lie. You say, well, why are you making an issue? But, you know, the Lord has told us this, that he said in one place, my shepherds are all dumb dogs. They refuse to bark. And he's talking about preachers back there in those times. And, you know, some of us may not, my time, I've lived over 70 years, and who knows, I don't know how long that I'm going to live, but I don't want the Lord to give me a DD. You know what a DD is? A dumb dog degree. And so we're barking. That's what we're doing. And we're saying, God has given us his word. The proof is massive. And there's many outstanding books that you can read that are written. For instance, New Age Bible versions or In Awe of the Word and many others that we talk about on this program. And you can look those books up, and they're interesting. They're simple to understand. They're highly researched. It almost looks like one time when I was talking to Gail, I said, well, Gail Riplinger, and I said, sounds like, man, you seem like you have an IQ of about 400 when I read this, because I've been reading for 30 years every book on this, pro and con, for 30 years. And when I read yours, it's such a superior book. And she said, well, the Lord helps me. And when I read her stuff, well, it looks like the Lord helped her very much. And but there's a number of books that we're talking about, and that's why we have this program, so you can get the information. You don't have to believe what we say, and we're not saying it to believe it blindly. The atheists have told us a lie, and that is that faith is just a leap in the dark. Our faith is based on evidence. And the Bible says they that were at Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica in that they searched the scriptures. And so we want you to check this out, and we're giving you the information to check it out. That's what I did. Somebody says, well, I'm going to study the Greek. What Greek? There's dozens of Greek texts. That's the problem. And the lexicons, the Greek-English dictionaries, they're corrupt, and many of them are put out by unsaved people. Many of the Greek texts are corrupt. And the books are out there, so you can study the evidence for yourself and evaluate it. So Isaiah 59, 20 and 21. Now, I've been watching the History Channel and on television, and I find it very interesting. We're going to be talking about some of the things they're talking about. Reminds me of the Bible says they're ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And the truth is right there. For instance, what they're talking about and showing is very interesting. They're showing that at one time there was civilization on this earth that was highly advanced, and many programs have been dedicated to this. I read it when I was a teenager, Chariots of the Gods by Van Daniken. And it shows that there is an advanced civilization on this planet. They were showing these huge blocks of many tons that were moved. And they said, how do these people move these blocks? And these blocks were cut in such a way that it would have taken it wasn't just a pickaxe or something. It took a highly developed machine to do it. And they believe that they even have evidence of rockets being there, back there. And it shows that there is a map of the world that they found, a Perry Rice map, and that they had a knowledge of astronomy, a knowledge of time, so that there is a tremendously advanced civilization. I have a book at home that shows objects that they found in coal hundreds of feet down. Bowls and stuff like that of metals that had been put together, highly advanced metals. And so there's evidence of an advanced civilization thousands of years ago. And they can't understand it. They can't explain it. And they'll never say what the Bible says about it. Well, what's the Bible say about it? The Bible says there was a flood. That's what the Bible says. And because of man's corruption. And it talks about the sons of God, you know, in Jude coming to this earth, and then there were giants in the land. And they have found, and I've seen pictures of, right there in Mounds in Ohio, 9 feet skeletons. And so their giants came out, and the Bible talks about Goliath. He was about 9 feet, 9 inches tall. And they brought wickedness into the world, and the Bible talks more about that. We'll be talking about that in the future. So there was a highly advanced civilization in the past. And what was it? It was the flood. Now, the different tribes and nations around the world have evidence and carry stories about the flood. It's worldwide, the information and news. Not only that, they have found that on the top of the mountains around the world, sea life on the top of the mountains. Why? Because the Bible says this worldwide flood covered the top of the mountains. And so they find sea life there. And after the flood, they had clay cylinders and so on that they had reporters like, and they have interviews of Noah and things that went on right after the flood. You can read that in Haley's Bible Handbook. It's very interesting information about what went on. And many of the people, the archaeologists have dug down in areas where some of the early cities of mankind were in the Middle East, and they found 40 feet of silt. And when they got down below the silt, they found life, evidence of life below that silt there. So the Bible talks about this flood, and God destroyed the world because of man's wickedness. Now, the Bible teaches that about this flood, and it says before Jesus Christ comes back, they will deny the flood. So today they deny the flood. But it's showing that God will judge wickedness and judge this world. And the next time, the Bible says, it will be with fire as he comes to renovate the earth and judge the world. Now, in the next programs, we're going to be talking about some of the other things that the History Channel is bringing up that they can't understand. Now, they will never mention the flood. Why? They're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And so God said there was a flood, and God judges the world, judges wickedness. We will be talking in some of the future programs about the alien life that they talk about, and we will be talking about that and many other interesting, amazing things that the secular world does not understand. You know, God is going to judge the world, and he's going to take his people out before he judges the world. And the important thing is, are you ready for that period of time? The Bible talks about the rapture. We're going to be talking about that. The History Channel seems like it's preparing the world for an explanation of the rapture. They're talking about these aliens abducting people and whole villages and so on. Well, that's what's going to happen, only it's not going to be aliens. It's God's going to abduct the same people. They're going to be taken out from the whole world. And that will be one of the most traumatic things this world will ever see. But you don't want to be here after that time. And the way that you escape that is, when they had the flood, God had a way to escape, and that was through the ark. And Noah and his family were saved in the ark. And God has given us an ark. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus was God come to earth. The Bible says, a body hast thou made me. And when he came to earth, he said he came to die. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many. Jesus Christ was punished for all of our sins. And if you accept him, you put your faith in him, you ask him for salvation, and he is everywhere, he's God, he will forgive you of your sins, and you will meet God without any record that you have ever sinned. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he said, take my yoke upon you. The Bible says that he will forgive us, and he is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Receive him today. Say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord, my Savior. Forgive my sins and give me a home in glory. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.